focus on Facebook. You know, Facebook's got, I mean, you just mentioned earlier, they've got 1.9 billion people on Facebook. Five new people join Facebook every single second. Right. So you have 1.3 billion people of the 1.9 billion log in every single day, and the average user is on Facebook for 20 minutes a day. So, wow. Man, I tell all my clients, I'm like, man, if there was a place in your city or town where everyone in town hung out there for 20 minutes a day, all you would do is set up shop there and just invite people to church.
Helping church leaders amplify their impact and reach their communities. This is the Amplified Impact Podcast.
Hey, digital communicators, Johnny Flash here. Welcome to the Amplified Impact Podcast, where we help church leaders amplify their impact and reach their communities. This is episode number 6, Successful Facebook Ads for Churches with Chris Abbott. Hey, the weather is getting amazing around here. My kids are both playing sports. And I'm actually coaching my son Jeremiah's flag football team. And if my voice is sounding a little hoarse, it's because I was yelling too much at his flag football game this past weekend. Whoops. Don't worry, though. I was able to record the rest of this episode before I lost my voice, so just bear with me here for a couple minutes. My family also went on a bike ride this past weekend on the WNOND trail. And my kids are ages 10, 9, 6, and 5. And we went about 3.5 mile bike ride. And we stopped at this little barbecue place. It's kind of like a barbecue place and a general store. And it was so good, especially after our little bike ride. And my kids did really well. I wasn't sure this was a kind of our first big bike ride with them. And they did really well, though, full disclosure, my 5-year-old was being pulled in one of those buggy things, so he actually didn't have to pedal, but they all had a great time. It was a blast, and so that's what we've been up to. Hey, if you didn't know, there is a video version of this podcast on the website at amplifiedimpact.org. You can also get all the show notes and everything there. And you'll also want to go over there because Chris Abbott has put a great Facebook ad manager download like a guide for you on how to do Facebook ads, and you can go download it there. So definitely go check that out. Well, let's get right to it. Chris Abbott is, it was just a blast to get to catch up with him. He is the marketing and media director at Guts Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he is known in Facebook groups as the go-to Facebook ads person. So you're really going to enjoy this. Here's my conversation with Chris. Hey, Chris, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here, bro.
Hey, Chris. So for those that aren't familiar with you, why don't you just share kind of your background and what you're up to?
Okay, bro. Yeah. So, man, my name's Chris Abbott. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I am the marketing and media director at Guts Church out here in Tulsa. So I've got a smoking hot wife. She's 4'11", brunette bombshell. I got two beautiful kids. So we're at the church all the time, reaching more people for Jesus. And then I've got a Facebook ads, agency on the side where I run Facebook ads for churches, kind of all over the country.
Cool. And I know a lot of people that are listening want to know about Facebook ads. So I think this is very timely. Churches are obviously, some churches are having huge success, and I know you've been a part of a lot of churches having success. So tell about some of the success you've been having with Facebook ads.
Okay. Yeah. So, it's pretty crazy, man. Facebook ads are still kind of relatively new, especially in ministry and in the church world. So, I've got one of my clients as a church actually here in town in Tulsa. They run about 120 people. They were running a fall festival. And so we ran ads from Tuesday afternoon all the way up until Sunday at 1 o'clock. For their fall festival, just promoting, free candy, bounce houses, all the cool stuff that kids would like. We just targeted parents who were were within driving distance of the church. I think it was 10 miles for them, because it's a pretty populated area. And that church of 120 people had 500 people show up to their fall festival. Like, they were packed. I mean, they like ran out of candy and everything. Like, it was insane, and they loved it. I mean, the pastor like texted me like freaking out. He was so pumped. So,
and what was the budget in an example like that?
Yeah, so I think we ran, it was like $10 a day. Altogether, it was like $65 in ad spend. So, you know, it's just, man, Facebook ads are just crazy right now. Like the ROI. I mean, we did that same church. We did like a pictures with Santa outreach, like at Christmas time. And so it was like one of the Sundays at the beginning of December. And again, you know, 120 people, we ran Facebook ads. We actually tested running it Thursday, Friday, Saturday for 2 weeks beforehand. So the Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the week before, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday leading up to that Sunday. I think we spent $73 in ad spend, and they had 11 new families show up on the photos with Santa.
Wow. And so, I think I read that was 49 actual people when you posted it, right?
Yeah. It was like 47, 49,
something like that. Right, yeah.
So, yeah. Like it was insane. So same type of thing, you know, it's like, here's, you know, a church of 120 people to have 47, you know, new visitors on one day and 11 of them, you know, like, I mean, 11 different families. Yeah, I mean, they were the same thing. They were pumped. It was awesome. So
now I know there's some church leaders listening, some communication directors are listening and they're saying, we've tried ads, we haven't had that success, or we haven't ever done an ad. We don't know where to start. So where do they start at? What are the first thing that they need to do?
Yeah. Okay. So the number one thing, is man, just take imperfect action immediately. So like the only thing you could do wrong is by doing nothing. The Navy SEALs have like a saying, right? Like the only decision is the only wrong decision is to not make one. Right. So, hey, go left or go right. Take hill on the, you know, take hill right. Take hill B. It doesn't matter. Just, man, do something. So take imperfect action immediately. You'll learn more just from trying something than, you know, from sitting there like trying to do more research. But here's kind of like the basic outline. Okay. You basically want to create an ad set that highlights the benefit of whatever it is that you're promoting. So if it's a sermon series, if it's a church event, if it's a special service, and then you just target everyone within driving distance of the church. And, you know, especially if you have like an ideal ministry persona, like, for example, parents of young families who are in their late 20s and early 30s. You know, you can open it up to everybody, but especially if you get a little bit targeted, you'll have a much lower cost per click. And then direct them to a dedicated landing page on your website that only has information about the thing that you're promoting. So if you're promoting something for Easter Sunday, like you're not talking about like small groups and your hymn of the week and all this other stuff that you have on. The only thing that you talk about is Easter Sunday, you know, and make sure to have service times on there, what they can expect, all the cool things that that people would want to show up for. You would do that. And then you have a specific call to action, which can be as easy as join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. Like it's, you know, it's not rocket surgery. You don't have to overthink it. Just make sure to actually ask them to come out to church. And then for the ads themselves, it's important to just have photos that are going to stop people from scrolling in their feed. So Facebook used to have a rule that you could only have 20% text in your image. They don't really have that anymore, but they kind of penalize you if you do have text in your image. So Facebook really wants you to just have an actual photo, so it looks like everything else that people are posting, and then to use like your actual ad copy to kind of pull them in. So you just want to have a good looking image that doesn't look like a stock photo. You know, if it's like a white background with a bunch of people who don't look like they would normally hang out together and they're way too happy. Don't use that.
Candid type stuff.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, it's best if you have, you can pay a photographer to come out to your church for like $200-$300 and take a bunch of pictures of your people, mm-hmm. your worship service, your kids service, all that kind of stuff. And then you've got a gold mine of photos to use for Facebook ads. So even if you use stock images, just make sure they look like somebody, like a photographer took them and not like they were shot in a studio.
And then do you usually put a little bit of text on there, or do you just do photo only? What have you been doing?
Man, lately I've been testing photo only because for a while I had a little bit of text that was working really, really well. But man, now like those same text-based ads, the cost per click has kind of gone up. And I think it's just because Facebook is, they're not showing those as much because they don't want people pushing graphics. They want people pushing photos. So, if it's a photo-based ad and not a video ad, then you just want to have a good looking image. And I test different images. I try images like big, huge crowd shots with, you know, lights and worship, like, you know, looking like a big concert for our church. And then I also test, like some of the ads I'm running right now. One's just a husband and wife smiling, you know, posing for the camera at one of our outreaches. Another one's like, you know, two girls who are just sitting there serving, like drinking a cup of coffee, you know, smiling. So it's like,
different kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and it's all authentic. It's all our church. It's all stuff that we're doing. You know, and then the biggest thing on how you actually like construct the ad copy, like when you're actually writing the copy, is it should sound like it's coming from one friend to another friend. Okay. Right. And it should read more like a coffee shop invitation rather than like a corporate sounding rant with correct grammar.
So not,
like,
not the church okay to... mission statement probably. Right.
Right. Right. Yes. Yeah. Your connect, grow, whatever. Don't put that stuff on it. Nobody knows what that means except for you. That's more internal. So, you know, you want to have it just sound like if you met somebody at a coffee shop and you're inviting them to church, that's what your ad should sound like. Don't make it sound like an ad, you know, just make it sound like a friendly invitation. And so
give us something off the cuff, some kind of, what's some verbiage? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, you could have something like, skeptical about church. We were too. That's why we created a church for people who don't like church. Okay. Find out why we're different this Sunday at 11 a.m. and feel free to wear flip-flops.
Nice.
Right? Like something like that. Or even if you're promoting like a specific sermon or a message you're doing, you could just have it something like, have you ever wondered why bad things happen to good people? Find out this Sunday as Pastor John explores the questions you've always wondered about God but never had the guts to ask. So, you know, like it's something like that. Like it's kind of, you know, conversational, but you're also, you're answering the question, why do I care? So for somebody who's just on Facebook, kind of scrolling through, checking up on friends and acquaintances and whatever, and all of a sudden they see your ad, you want to answer the question that they're asking, even though it's subconscious, which is, why should I care? So there's a guy named Donald Miller who has an awesome story framework called Story Brand, where he talks about the importance of like your brand is not the hero. And so, like, man, I tell my clients that all the time. I'm like, listen, we don't want to make the story about us. It's not like, hey, here's Guts Church. Here's why we're awesome.
Right,
like, here's
right.
Here's all the stuff going on. It's, you know, it's like selling a car. You're like 350 horsepower, leather seats, like power windows. It's like, no, it's like, man, imagine the feeling of driving this car, you know, and rolling up to, you know, the club in this car or whatever, you know, like it's that type of thing. So for a church, it's more putting them in the driver's seat and showing them, hey, like, you know, so like, man, for those people who have wondered why bad things happen to good people, and it puts them in the center of the story and not the church. You're just basically saying, hey, you've got this, you've got a problem. Guess what? We've got the solution. Join us this Sunday and we'll tell you all about it.
Right. Right. You're Obi-Wan and they're Luke, right? Or
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's exactly it. They're Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
They've been presented with a challenge. They have to defeat Darth Vader. And guess what? You are Obi-Wan or Yoda, and you can train them and show them how to get what it is they want.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Donald Miller's stuff. So, okay, so churches, they haven't, so they're listening to this. They're like, so do I start with boosting a post? Do I start with the ads? Like, when do I use which? What has been your experience?
Okay, great question. So typically, like what I said, was like Facebook ads, it's, you know, it's obviously not just posting on your Facebook page. It's not boosting a post. Facebook ads are something, you know, completely different. And they're actually not even posted on your page. They just go out to, you know, people like in their news feeds and
news feeds, sidebars, all that stuff. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sidebar, audience network, you know, Instagram, all, you know, all that good stuff. So the most important thing to do is I think to run Facebook ads because of the targeting, because you can get them out there and you can get extremely specific about it. Boosting posts is important if you're trying to communicate something specifically to the people who already like your page. So for example, we had something, my pastor came to me, back in November. It was like the day after the election. And, he's like, hey, I want X number of people in here tonight. And it's like, okay, how do we, you know, how are we going to make that happen? You know? And it's, you know, it's like, cause I know it's like, it's not us going like, okay, hey, come out tonight. Pastor's preaching on Matthew 7. Like nobody cares about that. Like, you know, Matthew 7 is going to change their life, but it's not how you invite them to church and get them hooked. So what we did was we came up with the idea. We just shot a quick, it was like a 17-second video in front of the green screen back here. Mm-hmm. And we just said, hey, you know, like let's just come up. We came up with the idea of like America the day after, right? It's the day after the election. So America the day after, where do we go from here? And so we just kind of did that, you know, and he just kind of said, hey, man, you know, it's a day after the election. A lot of people stayed up late last night watching the results. So some people are really excited. Some people are really upset. But, you know, the bottom line is the question that's on everyone's mind is, where do we go from here? So join us, you know, tonight as I answer the question, like America, the day after, where do we go from here? And so with that, you know, that was the day of. So literally we posted that on our Facebook, boosted that post. I think we, you know, we spent like $56 on it or something like that. I mean, nothing crazy. And we ended up having like an additional 75 people show up to church that night. So, but we had a ton of likes and shares and clicks to the website and everything just because people want to know. But with that, it's like, okay, we're not running that out to everybody in the community who's never heard of us. That was more like, hey, let's just, it's a Wednesday night service. Let's get our people who normally come to Sunday, but just kind of skip on Wednesday. Let's get them to go, man, we have to be at church tonight. We can't miss. Pastor Bill is, you know, going to answer the question, like, where do we go from here?
And are you using like Facebook Pixel for that or just people that are already following you or what?
Yeah. So with that one, I ran it just to people who liked our page.
Okay. Okay.
I just straight up just boosted the post to people who liked our page. I also, you know, with that one specifically, I texted like 100 of my friends and just said, hey, we just posted a video on the Facebook page, like on the church page. Will you go on there and share it? You know, so we ended up having like a couple hundred like shares. And
wow.
Stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was awesome. You know, and that helps all of your organic reach. Facebook is going to show it to more people. If they see people interacting with your content, they see it liking, commenting, or the holy grail of interaction on Facebook is a share.
Sure. Okay. So boosting the post when you're trying to reach your own people, Facebook yep. ads, when you're trying to reach the community, sounds like a general rule of thumb. And yep. then in terms of like the best times to run the Facebook ads, have you found that kind of the Thursday, Friday, Saturday leading up to a Sunday as an example is good or?
Yeah. So I've been testing that a lot, John. Like it's really interesting. So I haven't found like a hard and fast rule. Like I'm constantly testing because Facebook changes their algorithm all the time. Like it's probably changed 10 times since we started talking, right? Like it's constantly evolving. So I've tried Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I've tried just Friday and Saturday. I typically, like as a general rule, I usually just say, hey, let's find a daily budget that works for you. And let's just run it like every single day on a daily budget. So whether that's 10, 20, 30, $50, $100, whatever your church has the budget for, just find a daily budget you can be consistent at and just run all the time. And then you can constantly switch out ads and try different things. But then, yeah, like, especially if there's like a special event, I like the idea of ramping it up right before the event. So like for Easter, you might run it for 2 weeks, just Easter invites for the 2 weeks leading up to Easter. But for that last week, I would definitely ramp it up, you know, to probably at least triple what you're doing, maybe even more. So, but yeah, and I've seen even with some of the smaller churches that have smaller budgets, we'll just run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday so we can maximize their ad spend. You know, and that normally works really, really well as well. Cause you know, people don't start actually thinking about the weekend until Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
So
right.
No one's thinking about Sunday morning, like on Monday when they go back to work, they're just like, ah, gosh, it's Monday again.
Right. Right. You know, they're not thinking about church. Yeah.
Right. Right. So if you've got the budget, you can get in front of a bunch of people. Sure. Show them to them. Maybe they'll see your ad two or three times that week. And that's way better than one time. But if you have a smaller budget, I think it's good to maximize that ad spend just on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. And then what about if a church is trying to, they're saying, hey, we want to grow our church online or we want to, you know, we're not, you know, we have something that we're not concerned about it being local to our community. How do they set up their targeting and their demographics? So it's not like, you know, 6 billion people that, you know, I guess there's 1.8 billion or whatever there is on Facebook, you know, but
yeah,
it's like, what kind of criteria would they start to look at in order to make sense? But, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Great question. So if it's something, so for example, we actually have something on our website. It's a pastor did a healed CD a number of years ago, just talking healing scriptures and, you know, a bunch of stuff, you know, about being healed. It's absolutely incredible, super powerful. And we like every year we just get testimonies that just come flooding in from that CD. And it's wow. So what we did is we uploaded it to SoundCloud, and embedded it on the page. And then we'd actually, done a couple of healing testimonial videos. So I embedded those on the page as well. I also, we had it transcribed into a PDF. So I've got it where you can download the ebook, download the PDF version of it, or you can download the MP3 or just listen to the SoundCloud. So got multiple options. You can watch all those videos on it. And then I literally just uploaded the entire, like everything word for word onto that page. That way we're taking advantage of all the search engine optimization. Sure. We can start ranking for all those words and scriptures. And then you could run Facebook ads. I mean, you could run it just to, you know, everyone in the country. I mean, you could run it to, you know, people in multiple countries, whatever, however you want to set it up. But you, in that case, you know, you would probably do it based on people who, you know, might fall into the category of needing something like that. So there's probably not too many people who are not Christians out there searching for like biblical healing. So you'd probably want to go in there and like in interest, find people who, you know, like Christianity Jesus or Bible or healing or scriptures. And so I would do a lot of interest targeting, in that case.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you had something like maybe it was a marriage resource and it wasn't just like your actual marriage event, or maybe it was an online event, then you could do it and you could run it to, you know, people who are married, especially if you think, you know, if it's you might be able to go to, you know, married Christians out there, or if you're specifically trying to reach people who aren't Christians, you know, you can go to, you know, people who are marriages or in a relationship. And, you know, once you start playing around with the targeting inside of the Ads Manager, it's really cool, and Facebook makes it pretty easy. The Power Editor is a little bit more advanced, and so most of the time I just tell church, don't even worry about the Power Editor. Sure. Everything you need to run Facebook ads, like effective Facebook ads, and grow your church is inside the Ads Manager.
And do you have a certain size target that you're going for? Like, do you want to have it be at least 20,000 and under 100,000, or like, is there some kind of numbers that you aim for when you kind of are building those, you know, targets?
Great question. No, I really don't. Like I just go out there and make sure we're going to hit a bunch of people.
Okay.
Facebook normally says, hey, based on your budget and the way you've targeted we recommend, you know, we think you're going to hit this many people, but, you know, I just target people within driving distance of the church. And so like at our church here in the heart of Tulsa, that's normally about 15 miles because that's like hundreds of thousands of people. You know, whereas, you know, like I've got a church in Boston I run for, we normally only focus on like a 5 mile radius, sometimes 10 miles, just because that's hundreds of thousands of people, you know, and, you know, run church, you know, I've got church down in a rural part of Texas I ran ads for Easter last year. We, you know, they're like, we've got people that drive from, you know, 30 miles away. So we spread that out to 30 mile radius around the church. So it really just depends on, you know, if you're in a very populated area and how far people are willing to drive for your church is, you know, kind of how far you should cast that net.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, that's great. That's great. Well, one more question here before we kind of get into the Amplified Impact speed round. So if a church isn't ready to do ads and they're not doing Facebook posts, you know, is there any tips you have for just kind of general social media engagement? Do they post the same thing on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? Do they post different stuff? How do they kind of increase that comments, likes, and shares and stuff?
Okay, so
it's a loaded question, I know.
yeah, so it's a loaded question, but I would say the simple answer is just start with one of them. Like, obviously, if you can be everywhere, by all means, do it. But if they're not doing anything right now, it's probably because they're intimidated by it, you know, and it's a lot. So focus on Facebook. You know, Facebook's got, I mean, you just mentioned earlier, they've got 1.9 billion people on Facebook. Five new people join Facebook every single second. Right. You know, it's and you have when 1.3 billion people of the 1.9 billion log in every single day, and the average user is on Facebook for 20 minutes a day. So, Wow. Man, I tell all my clients, I'm like, man, if there was a place in your city or town where everyone in town hung out there for 20 minutes a day, all you would do is set up shop there and just invite people to church.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Everybody's going to be there for 20 minutes. So everybody within driving distance of your church is going to be on there for 20 minutes a day. So be on Facebook, you know, be inviting people, even if it's not with ads, just start, you know, start a Facebook page for your church and just start posting what's going on and just try to frame it like somebody who's never been to your church. You know, so instead of, you know, again, instead of like trying to promote all the great things that you have going on, just tell them why they should care. You know, just like, hey, this Sunday, learn this or have you ever wondered this? Find out this Sunday when we answer the question blank. You know, that's, you know, kind of getting more topical with it as opposed to like, you know,
Ephesians 3, chapter 3 is this Sunday, right? That's
right, right. Like, we'll tell you what it means in the Greek.
Right, like, right. Yeah,
I'm probably going to sleep in.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if I think, oh man, if I miss out on that, I might learn something that could change my marriage. Right. Like, dude, if you're doing like a love and marriage series or something like that, just tell people you're talking about sex every single week and they will show up. You'll get visitors out the wazoo just for that. And just, you know, just talk about what it is you're actually going to be talking
about. Right, right, right. Don't mislead them. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Just give them the high points and say, hey, here's what I'm talking about this weekend. Don't miss it. And people are like, yeah, I got to be there for that.
That's great. I know there's, we could spend another hour talking about this, and I know people have questions. So we'll give out the contact info here in a sec, but let me just fire off a few questions at you, and you can kind of, quick answers for these, and then we'll get to the end here. So what's the first, in your experience, what's the first thing that a church communicator, church director needs, communication director needs to know on the job? New one.
Okay. Take imperfect action immediately.
That's good.
So yeah,
that's good.
Just figure it out. Just do something.
Is there anything that you've done besides Facebook ads that have really attracted new visitors to church? Or would you just say Facebook ads all the way?
Definitely Facebook ads all the way. There's some, I mean, it's by far the best, but Google AdWords is really good too. They have a Google ad grant that if you get approved for it, Google will give you $10,000 a month in free Google AdWords every single month.
And a church can be eligible, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I just got our church approved like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Cool. Okay. What's your favorite tool for ministry? App, website, program?
I feel like a broken record, but Facebook ads. I would say specifically Facebook video ads.
Okay. Any tip there for the video?
Just be friendly. A lot of people for some reason talk too slow. Like on the video, it's like all of a sudden they're like trying to sound like a commercial, or whatever. Like, hi, I'm Chris Abbott with Guts Church. It's like, wait, why are you talking so slow? Like, just talk in a normal voice. Like, hey, what's up? I'm Pastor John with, such and such Baptist Church. And man, I just want to invite you to come out this Sunday as I talk about just be natural. Make it sound like a coffee shop invite.
Okay, cool. No, that's good. That's good. Let's see one more question here. What's the number one thing a church can do to differentiate itself?
Lean into who you are. Don't try to be someone else. So many churches out there like look at all the big guys and like copy their website, copy everything else. And so don't try to be someone else. Just lean into who you are. So if you're like a smaller church, lean into that. Don't try to set yourself up like you're a big church. Then people show up and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was only going to be 50 people here, 100 people. Lean into that. Just say, hey man, if you're looking for a church where you're not going to get lost in the crowd, where you can shake the pastor's hand every single Sunday, and where you're going to be missed if you don't make it one Sunday, then we're the perfect church for you.
That's good. That's good. So who do you recommend I interview next on the podcast, and why?
Ooh, let's see. Okay, I've probably got 4 people.
Okay.
That right off the top of my head that I would recommend. Brady Shear with Pro Church. He's awesome. Kenny Jang is incredible.
I just interviewed Kenny. His episode's coming up. I mean,
did you really? Okay.
Well, I mean,
okay.
By the time they hear this, it's already aired. But yeah, I've interviewed him. Yeah.
Dude, Kenny's a stud.
I love
and
Kenny.
And he went to Duke, which means he loves God and he's filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
so
I love Kenny.
There's also a dude named Tyler Rominger.
Okay.
I'm probably butchering his last name. I've only talked to him on Facebook, so I don't know how you say his last name. But he was actually on one of Brady's podcasts a while ago. He's how I found out about Google AdWords, the Google ad grants. I literally just listened to the episode, did everything that he said to do, and got approved for $10,000 a month in free Google AdWords.
Wow.
So he's awesome. And then finally, Barbara Carnero. With Word Revolution, she is absolutely incredible. Huge, influencer in the church communications space, and so she's absolutely incredible. So cool. I would definitely interview Barbara.
Awesome, thanks. So how can people connect with you? I know people have questions. I know we're going to put a download right on the show notes page. So go to the show notes for this episode. Get the free download from Chris about Facebook ads. It's incredible. You're going to really find that helpful. How else can people connect with you?
So I've been my website, creativechurchnetwork.com. You can find me there and find some good how-to advice on Facebook ads. You can also catch me on Facebook or on Twitter and Instagram at theabbo.com. So my name's Chris Abbott. All my friends just call me Abbo.
Okay.
So it's ABBO. So it's just at the Abbo, ABBO.
Awesome.
You can find me on social.
Chris, this has been a blast. Thank you so much. This is going to be a huge help to church leaders. I'm so appreciative of you coming on.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for having me, bro. This was awesome.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Chris as much as I did. Drop him a line. Go follow him on your favorite social media. He's easy to find. It's just The Abbo, T-H-E-A-B-B-O, on whatever social media platform, and let him know how much you appreciate his insights. And definitely go check out his website at creativechurchnetwork.com. He's got some great case studies on there that you'll want to see, as well as some blog articles that will really help you with your Facebook ads. And of course, all of these links are on the show notes page over at amplifiedimpact.org. Just go over there, make sure you get the free download that Chris put together just for you all, and hope you've enjoyed this episode. Well, this has been a lot of fun. I hope you're enjoying it. Until next time, amp it up.